Hey everyone, welcome to Smash Trivia. I'm your host, Smash Trivia John. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram by searching Smash Trivia to follow everything happening with me. I'll be the one with the big old green head in the profile picture, and so excited to get into this. This is the Gamma Analysis. Basically, in this series, I review everything Hulk, all the movies and TV shows. But today, I'm actually not going to be reviewing anything this Hulk related or review anything at all. I hope you enjoy Smash Trivia Presents the Gamma Analysis. As I want to ask everyone listening, if they could please do sign for me, please share the hell of this podcast with all your friends. And for this episode, I'm not reviewing anything. Instead, I'm challenging two awesome ladies to a Nicolas Cage trivia challenge. And I'd like to take a moment to say Smash Trivia now has a Patreon, so please check that out. We have some fantastic extra content on there I bet you'll love. The tiers are as follows. $1 a month is Hulkahalla for a dollar. $3 a month is The Reading Room with Hulky and Shulky. $5 a month is Smashing the TV. And $10 a month is Bruce's Bar Trivia and One Night Smashes. Is our co-hosts today are the two who host of the Internal Cauldron of Emotion podcast, Tammy and Aaron. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Basically, I'll be asking you guys trivia questions, and I'm thinking whoever gets it first will get the point for it.
Oh man, I just want to put a disclaimer for anybody who listens to our podcast, especially if they piggyback off of you. We love Nick. I don't think either one of us know everything about Nick. So please don't take our lack of knowledge as that we're not good at it. If this was dinosaurs, I think I could win. But that's about the only thing I feel like I truly know a lot of things about.
Tammy definitely knows more, I think, than me than Nick on Nick's stuff. So I feel like Tammy might win this one.
We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, since it is part of my I give people for my Patreon, I have to tell people shout out at our Hulkahalla for a dollar. We have my one patron, Film Critter, who's also normally my co-host on here, Arab. But I'm rocking this solo for this trivia game. And the podcast I want to shout out this week is the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast. On her podcast, she talks about all kinds of relationships from Marvel to math in a very interesting and beautiful way. And she's actually going to be coming on here air sometime soon for one of my She-Hulk episode reviews. I listened to her relationship with representation episode, and it was absolutely fantastic. So please check her podcasts out. All right, let's get into this Nicolas Cage trivia. So our first question, who played Randall Memphis Reigns and sidekick in the 2000 movie Gone in 60 Seconds?
Wait, his sidekick?
I mean, I feel like they kind of all were his sidekick. I'm sure they're going for the one.
If it's sidekick, you talk about Robert Duvall or Giovanni Ravinsky or his brother. I can't say his last name.
I think they're probably going for, what was it, Sway? Angelina Jolie play. That's what they're probably going to say. But I think it should be the dudes because the dudes were more of the sidekick originally when she left. Yeah. But my guess is Angelina Jolie's character. I think it's Sway.
Yeah, Sway.
Okay. All right, you got that correct, Tammy.
Yeah.
It was Angelina Jolie's character.
You know what I mean?
I randomly forget about her in that movie, which
she's
is terrible.
So young and hot.
Yeah.
All right, for the next question, and we have a quote from a Nicolas Cage film. I got an acronym for myself, BAD, BAD, a Balls Attitude Determination. You should get an acronym for yourself. What film is this quote from?
It's got a lot of other people in it. Crap. Like, I think, isn't Sam Jackson in it? Ooh, it's one of those movies.
For yourself. Why do I feel like it's like
it's like a dark action-y movie? Like all I can think of is Kiss the Girls, and I know it's not that. Wait, No, it's. I'm not gonna get it. We could stay here forever. It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I'm never gonna remember.
Is it? No, I won't. I don't know.
Kiss of death? It wasn't kiss of death.
That's yes, it was. It was kiss of death. So you got that correct again, Tammy.
Look, I told you.
All those 2000 moves down this game in both plot and titles.
It's either one word or two words.
I was like, kiss the girls, kiss of death, kiss my ass. I don't know.
All right. Nicholas scored his first starring role in the 1983 film Valley Girl. What was his character's name in this quirky period piece?
Sorry. Oh my God. It
starts with an R. I'm going to help you.
Don't.
It rhymes with our favorite Nick movie.
Randy.
Yeah. All right. I'm right, Aaron.
I love Valley Girl, but I've only seen it the one time.
We've only watched it a couple of times, but it is good.
It's so good.
Like, fuck off, totally.
All right, for our next question, and is another quote. So this one is, there's only two men I trust. One is me, and the other's not you. What film is this quote from?
We've reviewed this.
Is it The Rock? Sounds like he was saying that.
That sounds like something Sean Connery would say in that.
Two men I trust, one is me and one is not you. Why do I feel like there's a cop movie involved? Is it Con Air? My guess is Con Air.
Yes, it's Con Air. Yes. You got that correct.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I already knew. Like, I'm really good with his, like, personal life, but, like,
you do. If they ask about wives, I'm like, I don't even know.
I'm better with personal life stuff than I am, because I haven't seen as many of the movies as she has. So.
That's true. I'm sorry. I cheated by watching.
We have another quote.
Man, these are hard.
If I were to send you flowers, where would I address? Wait, let me rephrase that. If I were to let you suck my tongue, would you be grateful?
Face off. And the quote isn't appropriate no matter who says it.
Yeah, never a time where it's like, oh,
swoon. Such a ridiculous quote. I love it.
That's Face Off.
Yep.
So, all right, for our next question. In Face Off, John Travolta and Nicolas Cage play Sean and Castor, but who were the roles originally meant for?
Oh, we know this.
Well, like, there's a lot. Actually.
Okay, there's a lot. Yeah, I think like one of them wasn't Sylvester Stallone supposed to be
and
one
Arnold
of them?
Schwarzenegger. God, that would be terrible.
Every time I think of it, well, then a Face Off. Yeah, I think it's Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
that's the one that we
yes,
heard.
Yes, Sylvester
like,
Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yay! We're both right. We're both right.
I call it Arnold Schwarzenegger. I sound just like him.
So for the next question, and we have in The Vampire's Kiss, is true or false? Did Nicolas Cage eat an actual cockroach?
True.
100% true.
True. He says
Since you two both said that about the same time, I'm going to give both of you points for that.
Yay.
Yeah, he says that is his only regret. Like
didn't PETA get involved?
PETA got mad, but he was like, whatever, it's a roach.
Roaches have feelings too, probably. But no one cares.
For our next question, Christian Bale had used Nicolas Cage's performance in Vampire's Kiss as an inspiration for his role in what film?
Was he ever a vampire?
No. It's American Psycho.
Oh,
yes, it's American Psycho.
It's American Psycho.
All right.
Yeah, I knew that one.
So great. I was like, we're from Thor.
All right.
I went into my internal cauldron for that one.
All right. So For our next one, on what was the name of Cage's 2002 directorial debut, which also featured his brother Mark?
I didn't know his brother was in it, but he's only directed one thing.
Go.
Sonny.
Right. All right. Yes, you got that correct.
Yep. I know
about it. I bought it off of Amazon. We're going to review it one day.
All right. For the next one, Cage is a big fan of comics and has voiced superheroes such as Spider-Man. But what was the name of the comic that he and his son Weston conceived in 2007?
I've heard of it. I don't know.
I have goosebumps on my right arm because I know it, but I just can't remember the name of it. I remember reading this somewhere, and I cannot remember. Nope. I
gotta tap out. Like, yeah. I know it exists, but I don't remember the past.
All right. Well, that the answer to that was Voodoo Child.
Oh man, that sounds even cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super cool.
For the next question, what is Nicolas Cage's hero name in Kick-Ass?
Big Daddy.
We got first. That was good.
You guys both got it about the same time, so I'll give you the both point.
You're all
right. So the next next question. In the 1987 film Moonstruck, Cage co-stars with Cher, among several other interesting actors. A Cage character is missing a body part in this film. Which one?
His hand!
All right.
I lost my hand.
He has his hand.
Sorry. He has it's a really great speech, man.
All right.
He goes from 0 to 90.
All right, for the next one, on Michael Caine played the father of Nicolas Cage's character in this film. Can you name that movie?
Michael Caine, in his, it was his dad.
Yes.
I haven't seen this one. Have I?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe. You go.
It's The Weatherman.
Oh my God. I have it on DVD.
You got it correct.
I haven't.
Have you seen it?
I have watched it, but it's been
a long
like,
time ago.
It's since it came out.
Yeah.
All right. And the next one. In which Nicolas Cage film does his character join the Flying Elvises?
Is it Peggy Sue Got Married? No?
Honeymoon in Vegas?
Damn it.
Yes, it's Honeymoon in Vegas.
And the parachute out.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Why'd you look at me?
I'm waiting for you to go first. I'm trying to be helpful and nice.
Ask me about his wife. No. Ask me about the time you got drunk in Vegas.
All right. This one should be easy for y'all because as you already referenced some of the stuff with this film, and I've already asked one question about it before already. Stanley Tucci, Samuel L. Jackson, and Michael Rapaport co-star with Cage in this movie. What's its name?
Stanley Tucci.
Mm-hmm. He's in it too.
Kiss what? Oh, you kiss of death or whatever.
Yeah, it's Kiss of Death.
She's giving me hints. I don't feel like actually I got a point for that.
Don't worry. I'm building up your self-confidence to destroy you in the end.
This is why we're friends. This is why we have a podcast together.
All right. So for the next one, on what is Nicolas Cage's character's occupation in the 2003 film Matchstick Man?
He's a gun runner or a gun salesman, right?
He's a con artist.
Lord of War. I think of Lord of War. That's the one with Sam.
Yes, Rockwell. He was a con artist.
Mm-hmm. Matchstick Man is really good. But also is Lord of War. Yeah. I that's more fun.
Sorry.
Me.
I get Lord of War.
There's a span of like, these are the 90s movies that get confusing. These are the 2000s. And then these are the like 30 he did to pay his bills. Like we all have to. We're great.
So the next one on which is the first, oh, what film is the first film that Nicolas Cage ever appeared in?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, you got that correct. All right.
Jumped on it.
So, for the next question, for which film did Nicolas Cage win an Academy Award?
Leaving Las Vegas.
All right.
We just covered that one too, so it's all fresh.
All right, so for the next one, which famous director is Nick Cage's uncle?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Good job. I was like, out time.
Yeah, I got a point.
You got it. You're doing so good.
We play on trivia teams together usually, instead of we're opposing. So.
Oh man, I bet I'd have fun. I'd go to a trivia night with you. That'd be great.
We get a little aggressive.
We won that Stranger Things one, though.
We did.
Yes. All right. So for the next one, in January of 2000, what was stolen from Nicolas Cage's house?
Was it his underwear?
No.
It was a jacket. Jacket?
Was that the guy who broke it? He was wearing his jacket. But that was, I thought, a whole nother thing. I thought they stole like something dinosaur related. Like it wasn't the skull.
It wasn't. You can't steal that skull. It's too heavy. Also, I'm going to say leather jacket.
Okay.
I'm still going to go with dinosaur related because it sounds more fun.
All right.
I think you're right. I guess maybe it was an article.
All right. Well, the answer was comic books.
Damn. Oh yeah, he had a huge financial loss because of that.
Yep.
And they wouldn't give him his money back, or like they didn't insure it or something.
Yeah. You know, he never got money. He had to return that school.
For the next question, Nicolas Cage was once offered a role in one of Jim Carrey's movies. He did not end up getting this role, but which one was this?
Oh my god, I hope it's the Grinch.
I'm thinking about it.
What if he was the mask? Oh, that would be so good too.
Was it? My brain just melted out of my ears. I don't know.
I feel like realistically, I have to say something like Eternal Spotless Sunshine Mind.
I'm going to say just for fun, Bruce Almighty.
But I hope it's something like the mask.
Okay. Well, the answer was Dumb and Dumber.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I found out about that. I was watching an interview with him. It was on the Reddit. It was when he did the AMA on Reddit.
Oh my gosh.
GQ recorded him answering the questions. Like
yeah.
And they asked like, what would the dumbest sound in the world be? And he was like, well, I can't answer that.
Wow. Nick and Dumb and Dumb.
Listen, when you give me the answers, I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense because I just saw it the other day.
For the next one, in what film did Nicolas Cage and Jim Carrey actually appear together in?
No, go. Peggy Sue Got Married.
I said it earlier. Right.
Yes, you got that correct.
They're in the band.
It's such a hot band.
I'm going to stop guessing stuff.
For the next one. This is actually the last episode from you that I watched listened to. So this is a fun question for me. In Ghost Rider, what were the three things that the devil told Johnny to forget?
His love, life, and family, or his love, family, and I think it's love, life, and family or something like that.
I have no idea. I'm like, was it candy? Because he really loved candy.
Oh, God.
I will give you that because you got 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
All right. So the three things he said was to forget your friends, your family, and love.
What a jerk. Those are all good things. All
right. Also, in Ghost Rider, what did Johnny decide to jump over in his stunt instead of cars?
Helicopters.
Mm-hmm. All right. And for the next one, in National Treasure, what fake name does Ben give Abigail when they first meet?
It's something really dumb. Why do you sound like Peter?
That was my thinking grown.
It was a reference. I was and then she got it after.
I'm not gonna know. I'm out. I believe in you though. You have your thinking face on.
No, I can't. I don't remember. I'm picturing the scene. I'm picturing them, but I can't picture that. I can't remember the dialogue. Okay.
All right. Well, the answer was Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Old Paul Brown.
It was a reference to something about, it was something about like the, it was on the Independence or something like that. I don't remember. But yeah, it was a reference that she got after the fact.
Yeah.
All right.
The next one, and also in National Treasure, when Ben and Riley were telling Abigail about the treasure, she asked for proof of their evidence. They had none. Who did she assume took it?
Oh, didn't she say like the boogeyman or Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy? Or
I feel like it was either
it's
Little
definitely
Green Men
along or, those lines.
Or like Bigfoot.
Yes, Bigfoot.
See, we have to brainstorm our answers.
What's it called? We got to bounce it off each other.
All right. And for our next one, famously, Nick was supposed to play Superman in a Tim Burton film that got canceled. Mm-hmm. What film did he end up getting to play the character?
You broke up a little bit. What was the question?
Nicolas Cage was supposed to play Superman in a Tim Burton film that got canceled. What film did he end up getting to play the character in?
Wasn't it the Teen Titans?
Yeah, he's it. But it's
yes, it was the Teen Titans movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a series. Oh, that's right. They did do just a movie.
They and he's actually he also. This year teased in a Wired interview that he could possibly in a cameo somewhere down the line play that in live action.
Oh, that would be so exciting.
That's
I'm wondering if that's teasing for the Flash movie, since that's going to be a multiversal film.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
He could play old Superman.
Yeah, just like keep playing like, old Batman.
Yeah, since Keaton's going to be in it, and that was supposed to be a Tim Burton film, they can try and have them say they're from the same universe.
Oh my gosh. I mean, with time travel, you can do anything,
if
right?
If this happens, it'll just make our little hearts sore.
The world will explode in a good way.
The lifelong dream for all.
And the next one, we have another film quote. Wherever I go, the wind follows, and the wind smells like rain. What film is this quote from?
I don't know why. I'm just going to say The Weatherman because it says the word weather.
Wind Talker.
Is he in Wind Talkers?
Yeah. Isn't that the...
I don't know. What is it?
All right. The answer was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
My God! Oh! I am an idiot.
He made me watch it, so I was like, I don't want to watch
so
it, and it's
good.
So good, and he's really good, and he did
Where
say,
I go, the wind follows.
So I'm so dumb. Prophetic things like that.
God, you look like idiots now. I made you watch that. I've watched it like 40 times.
All right, for our next question, in The Rock, What type of car does Stanley steal when chasing Mason through San Francisco?
A fast car.
Because I don't recall, I'm just going to go with, because I know Nick loves a good old car. I'm just going to say a Mustang, like a good old Mustang.
I feel like it was some sort of like souped up.
A zippy car?
Mercedes or Porsche. I don't know the maker model, but that's my...
All right. Well, the answer was a Ferrari.
Wow. We should have fucking known.
Yeah, he was a really rich douchebag. He kicks out.
That's guys, right. Like, wasn't that the director?
Was it? I don't know. That's fun.
All right. And and for our final question, we have... What Marvel character was Nick trying to work on getting a film off the ground for, of which whom he wanted Eva Mendes to star as?
Not know about this.
This is, you saved the hardest one for the end.
You don't even like Eva Mendes. You shouldn't be able to answer this question.
Look, I like her in other stuff.
Great. What was she?
So it would be a movie, a Marvel movie starring, it would be a female led, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, it would be a female led film.
So what about
the girl that hooks up with Dr. Strange?
I was thinking about what's her, with the white, was it Black Cat?
I know DC more than Marvel. Dang it.
I'm thinking that was DC.
I know. Can you give us like a time period? Like, is this okay. Before all the Marvel got going?
This was around when he was working on on Ghost Rider.
Okay. So this is before. So I mean,
yeah, this is around when he worked with Eva Mendes.
I was gonna say, it was like he's probably working with her at the time, which is Ghost Rider.
But it was before they already did all the Marvel. I could see her. I could kind of see her as Captain Marvel.
I was gonna
like
say she'd be Captain.
Like she'd be a sassy Captain Marvel too. Who else? I don't know enough.
She-Hulk.
All right, you got it correct. It was She-Hulk.
Like, you know what? I'm gonna take a chance on this one. She would
be a Hulk now. That's awesome.
I think Tatiana Mosley's.
I had to find a way to sneak inside Hulk related.
That was
here.
A good one.
I was using my context clues and the good green job. Lighting helps. Yeah.
All right. Well, our big winner tonight is Aaron.
What?
Points for She-Hulk, I bet.
He was like,
oh, she gets 6 extra points for She-Hulk.
7,000
points. No. I really thought Tammy was going to win that one.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. Let's celebrate.
Cheers. Cheers to Dan.
You did great.
Cheers to the show.
This was awesome.
Thank you. This was really fun.
Yeah, this was so fun. This has been our first trivia podcast.
I'm sweaty from being questioned.
I'm glad that I was able to have you guys on. I've been wanting to do something like to Nicolas Cage for a while now because I've loved him since I've been a kid. So,
good man.
Yeah, I've been trying to every once in a while do a little bit more of like some of my childhood nostalgia with this. As I like, probably about a little bit over a month ago, I did a review for the 2002, the live action Scooby-Doo film.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I finally just saw that for the first time only like a year or
what?
So ago. Yeah.
How have you existed?
my mom was like, there's spooky things. You're not allowed to watch spooky things. So
wasn't that the same mom that let you watch some murder show when you were 14?
Yeah. She was like, please enjoy unsolved mysteries so you get scared to death of the outside world.
I've been wanting with the that Scooby-Doo film. So originally they had that was actually going to have been an R-rated film, but Warner Brothers forced them to cut it down to a PG film. And apparently,
R would have been better.
Oh, it would have been great. this is an update from when that just came out today. James Gunn, who was the one who made that film, said that it actually might be possible that they'll make a Scooby-Doo 3, and it would be R-rated if they did it. He said that that Warner would do it if he asked them to. He just doesn't have the time to do it right now. I hope they do that.
Winnie the Pooh.
I'm excited for the R-rated.
Oh, man. And, you know.
Oh, my gosh. When Scooby-Doo.
And, you know.
Oh my god!
I would sign. I think would actually be a really awesome. And I think he would fit really, really well in. Is have Nicolas Cage as the villain for that?
Yeah.
Oh, and they pull off the thing, and it's Nicolas Cage
Nick the whole time. It's old man Carruthers, always a human being.
Oh yeah. Man, I think that would be great.
That would be awesome.
Something the Universal fans always ask for is if they will make like a horror house, like the. For Haunted, what's it called? Halloween Horror Nights. They always ask for it, one of them to be like the Scooby-Doo Island.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. Cool. That would be great.
Yeah, they want a section that's the Scooby-Doo
Island. It's just a bunch of asshole white people screwing up and being scary.
Old men
ruining the world.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, before I end off this episode, is there anything you guys would like to say before I end this off?
You wanna put? We started. If anybody's in the Jacksonville, Florida area, we started doing a monthly Nick Cage movie series at the wonderful Sunray Cinema. Our first movie is going to be Face Off, and it's on August 10th. Nice. Yeah, we're making candles to pair with the movie. It's called Caster's Peach. And we have new buttons as well. And we'll be out there slinging our Nick facts and
watching a movie.
yeah. So yeah, we're working. We had the idea for candles for actually something more like celestial, like gods and goddesses. But the Nick thing just took off. And nice. We sold out. We're like, okay, yeah. We're gonna be a multifaceted. So we're working on like having an Etsy store and all that kind of stuff. So definitely like us, follow us. We're on everything.
Definitely follow all of them. They're at the Internal Cauldron, I think, on Twitter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so keep up with everything.
Yeah, we're on TikTok, so Twitter.
So is this you say you guys are doing this monthly? Are you guys going through all of his films with the theater?
Well, they did us like a 5 month kind of thing, like, hey, we'll give you from August to December. So nice. We sent a movie list of, we wanted to kind of do a variety of new things, mm-hmm. not just, you know, like Face Off and Con Air, what people think of. And they came back saying, hey, like, what if you did, you know, some of the, we had like one famous one, like Face Off, and a couple of other variety films, we like to call them. Mm-hmm. And so they suggested maybe we do some more popular ones. And we said, well, you know, we were just trying to show the range because we only had 5 months. And they kind of let it seem like, well, you know, we'll probably do this for a while. Like, they're a really cool local theater that loves to do weird and quirky things too. So
they had a Nick Fest whenever Mandy came out. They had a whole day of Nick Cage movies and then Mandy.
Yeah.
And it was really, they had huge cutout faces that are still on the walls there. It was, it was really great.
So we'll do as many as they allow us. And then on our show, we just have all of his movies and a spinner, and we call it Cage and Roulette. We just roll this, see what's going to be next, and sometimes it's exciting and sometimes it's terrible.
And we are taking like fan or listener suggestions as to what they would be interested in seeing as well at Sunray, so we are taking that into account with our selections. So if anybody has suggestions and wants to see it in theaters with
give
us,
give them suggestions for
this message. Sure.
For the, I guess, you know, I honestly don't think I'll probably make it probably to any of these, as I don't live there. But yeah, I know, but honestly, honestly, if I could find a way and make it one of those months, I'd love to be able to do that. I live in Augusta, Georgia, so I'm probably like 6 hours away, something like that, or a little bit less than that.
Oh yeah, that's not that car.
Start in the morning. If you just happen to be in Jacksonville,
we'll give you a spot to stay.
As I said, Ed, check them out, and thank you for listening. If you like this gamma analysis, please give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or a 5-star rating on Spotify. I love your love to hear how you did on the trivia, so please let me know. If you'd like to listen to more from me, please subscribe. Many more gamma analyses from me coming, so keep on the lookout. This again is your host, Smash Trivia John, signing off.